Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh,
this is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, owner, overseer, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And it blesses my soul to bring all of you another installation of Every Man Standing in His Place. And on tonight, we once again have Apostle Edwin Holloway of the Philadelphia Christian Fellowship International Ministry joining us on tonight, and he is going to bring us a Rhema word from the Lord. So won't you please, hallelujah, prepare to receive Apostle Edwin Holloway. Amen. Apostle Holloway, you have our undivided attention, sir.
Good afternoon, folks. I give God tonight, I give God all praise. I give him all glory and honor. It's nobody but God. It's nobody but God. The song that you heard was What's Going On. You have to look at yourself and ask yourself, what's going on? What's going on around you? What's happening? What's going on in the world? What's going on in your city? What's going on in your state?
Yeah.
What's happening? What's going on in your household? What's going on in your church? What's going on in your city? What's going on in the Capitol? What's going on in the Senate? What's going on in the Congress? What's going on?
Yes.
I go to the scriptures. And my first scripture tonight, bear with me. Exodus, the 14th chapter. And I'm going to read 13 and 14th verse of the 14th chapter. But I want to give you an overview of what's going on in this scripture, what's happening. I pray that you all have your Bibles to read along with me. This is part of what's going on
in
many churches.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was one, before I got saved, born in the church. Would go to church, didn't have no Bible. I walk up in the church house and I would hear the preacher preach, but I didn't know that he said. I wasn't following along with the word. I didn't know whether he was telling me the truth or he was lying. But we must be attentive to what's going on around us. In this scripture, it is Israel. They're coming out of Egypt. You know the story about Israel. 400 years in bondage. And they finally started crying out to God to be redeemed, to be saved, to be brought out of bondage. And so God sent a deliverer, one of their own. One of their own, not somebody from afar off, not somebody way on the other side of the world. God sent one of their own, and they received him not. Yes, he was gone for 40 years, but he came back. God had to deal with him in the wilderness and teach him and instruct him and feed him. But when it was time, God showed up in the burning bush and spoke to him and had him and told him what to do. So he followed orders and went back, and they didn't receive him. But he kept on telling them. And he asked God, said, who should I say sent me? And he said, tell them I am that I am. You got to know I am that I am. And so the time came He hardened Pharaoh's heart, and they were able to come out. That's where the Passover comes. They came out with a high hand. And when I say a high hand, they had everything. They took everything from everyone in Egypt, all the jewels, all the money, the whole kick and caboodle. Then they walked out. But then they got to the river and they got backed up against the river. And here comes Pharaoh. And then they began to murmur and complain. In chapter 14 of Exodus, verse number 13, and Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen, today ye shall see them again no more and no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Moses spoke to the Lord. And God spoke to him. Verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, they go forward." Don't go backwards, go forward. "But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon the chariots and upon the horsemen." I'm going to stop right there. The children of Israel murmuring and complaining. They've been praying and crying out to God for 4,400 years for God to send them help, send them somebody to deliver them out of the hand of Pharaoh, the hard taskmaster. And when they did, he brought them out, but here comes Pharaoh. They're looking at what they see. They're looking at what they see with their natural eye. They are not looking to the author and the finisher of their faith. They're looking with their eyes. And so God tells Moses, their leader, what to do. He cried out to God, and he spoke to God, and God told him what to do. And he followed instructions, and he did what God told him to do. He lifted up the rod, but he stretched out his hand. And when he did, the Red Sea opened. Not only did it open, but the bed of the sea was dry. They didn't have to ride, they didn't have to walk, they didn't have to pull the mules, they didn't have to their carts get stuck in mud. They walked on dry ground. That was something that God did for his children. Dry ground. Oh, he opened up the Red Sea. Yes, and folks, and you hear folks who don't know, so yeah, that was the wind. The wind came and it blew. Yeah, it blew and it parted the sea. And it just happened like that, da-da-da-da. But God made sure that no one could doubt what God can do. He made the ground dry. They went across. They got across. And when they all got across, Moses lifted his hand and the rod up, and the waters went back. And Pharaoh's army, the song says Pharaoh's army got drowned. They got drowned. They got drowned. And Israel danced. The women came out and danced. And they sung songs to God. And they did what they did. And they made a memorial. And then they went on. But in the course of their going on, they forgot what God did at the next junction. Chapter 15, verse 26. And I'll go up and I'll start and read verse 23 down to 26. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a status, and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." God.
Amen.
Every time they got to a place, every time they got to a situation, they murmured and complained. But God said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will that which and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to the commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord thy Lord, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God gave them a command, gave them something to think about, something that he wanted them to do. He's giving them statutes, laws, and commandments to follow along what he wanted them to do. He's setting them into a new place. He's taking them from the old and putting them into the new, a new beginning. This was start of a new beginning. They were out of bondage. He brought them out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. He brought them in a newness of life, and all they had to do was to obey the commandments of the law. The leader would hear from God and would tell them what God would say. And so they were to respond, they were to do, but they would murmur and complain. When he went up into the Mount Sinai, oh, he's gone too long. What's he doing up there? We need a God. And so Aaron abided, and Aaron had them to take all the gold and silver that they brought out of Egypt and make a calf. God got upset. And there were quite a few that died because they missed it. It was what they were looking at. They weren't looking at to the author and the finisher of their faith. They got to the promised land. And the 12 spies came, had gone and come back. And they listened to the majority of the spies. Oh, we can't make it. There were giants in the land. Oh, we can't. No, we can't. But two of them said, we are more than able. Because those two remembered what happened at the Red Sea. They remembered what happened along the way, that God blessed them. They fought Amalek, and Moses stood up on the mountain holding up his rod. And when the rod was up, they won. They were winning. When the rod went down, they were losing. But Ben, Aaron, and her would hold up the rod. And when they held up the rod, they won. God was with them all the way, but they forgot. They forgot. Will you please turn with me to Jeremiah, the 9th chapter. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, and we're going to read verse 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this, that he understandeth and know me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. We are not to glory in what we see, glory in ourselves, glory in what we think we can do, but glory in God.
Yes.
That he, that person understandeth and know me, know God. Understand God and know God. Let me tell you, before I got saved, I didn't know God. I knew of God because my parents had me in the church house 24/7. There's one comedian said, I got drugged. In other words, he was saying, Mom and Daddy drugged me to the church house. I didn't know God. I thought I knew God. But one day, when stuff all around me got haywire, when I thought it was my last, I was in the middle of a firefight. They were bombing left and right at night. I got in my foxhole and I said, God, if you get me out of this without a scratch, I'll run for you. I'll even preach for you. Even though I told my father when I was 11 years old that I was never to be a preacher. But I made that vow, and God kept that vow. God heard my vow, and he said, okay. 1970. I made that vow in 1967. In Vietnam. In 1979, I heard a knock on the door of my heart. He said, I'm calling your vow in. And he gave me instructions. And I followed that instruction. And I am here today on this line telling you that God can.
Amen.
What's
Amen.
Going on? Tell me what's going on. It's not about what you see. It's
right.
About what's going on with God.
Yes. Yes.
Let's turn to Daniel, the 11th chapter. 11th chapter, and we're going to read the 32nd verse, part B. Daniel, the 11th chapter, the 32nd verse, part B, and it reads, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Okay, brother preacher, how do I know my God? I'm glad you asked that. If you turn with me, Proverbs, a familiar scripture, Proverbs, the third chapter. We're going to start at verse 1, read down and 2, verse 6, including verse 6. Proverbs 1, Proverbs 3rd chapter, verse 1 through 6. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It did not say, in all thy ways don't acknowledge him, and he might direct thy path. Said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He shall. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not half-hearted, not on Sunday, not when I feel like going, not on Christmas, not on Easter, not on Mother's Day, not on Father's Day, not when the weather's nice.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So shall thou find favor and God and good understanding in the sight of God and man. When you walking with God, when you talking with God, when you have a situation that you need him to act, he will act upon it. When you go to a business meeting and it is determined what you say, it determines what you say, whether it goes against you or goes for you. You have to have had a talk with Jesus. You have to have had a conversation, not no 2 minutes. You have to have gotten before God and cried out to God and give it all to him. And he will answer. He will be your lawyer in the courtroom. Now, I'll tell you a story. The same scripture that God gave Moses when they came, when they were at the Red Sea, God gave it to us. And he said we had to go to court because the people we were blessed to buy a duplex, and the people on the other side were homeless. But they felt that the owner should have sold it to them. So they took us to court, and they said all manner of stuff. They said we beat them up, said we did all kinds of stuff to them. The place was all bad, and it was terrible. But God, He spoke a word to us, and He said, "These Egyptians, you see this day, you shall see no more and forever." We went to court. The judge said, "I'll send you my findings in the mail." He didn't give us a finding right then and there. He sent us in the mail. And he said to us, he said in the letter that we won the case, that it was in our favor. We didn't have to do what they said and this and that and the other. And the people on the other side had to get out. Four people took us to court. Two ladies, two men. One of the ladies in the midst of court, she got up, walked past us, and we could hear her murmuring, "This is a man and woman of God. I can't touch them. I can't put my mouth on them. This is a man and woman of God. I can't touch them. I can't put my mouth on them." And she was gone. When it was all over, we heard that the instigator, the lady that started it all, we heard that she was paralyzed from the waist down, and the doctors couldn't find what was wrong with her. They had to put her in a convalescent home. Her boyfriend, he died. The other gentleman, he went back home to Arkansas. He got in a car accident and died. The lady that walked out, we heard, she called. She said God reclaimed her. And she went back to the church that she had been at. And she married the pastor's son. God blessed her. When you are walking in the will of God and trusting in God and leaning not to your understanding, because what you see is not what you get. What's going on? What's going on in your life? The people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Let us turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 33rd verse. Matthew, the 6th chapter, 33rd verse. And it reads, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." As you seek the Lord, seek him. But seek ye first. And the first thing, seek God. Okay, God, what do you say about this? Okay, God, what's going on? Okay, God, tell me what's happening. God, I know I know you, the author and the finisher of my faith, but God, I need your help right now. God, I need you to speak to me. I need you to tell me. I need to know what's going on. What is it I must do? Where do you want me to go? Who do you want me to see? You had to talk to God and pour your heart out to God and let God know how you feel. We give him his due. We give him honor and glory. But he wants us to be honest with him and pour our heart out to him. Don't sugarcoat nothing. We go to God humbly. Every day we go to God. Every day when we wake up, our first thing do is drop to our knees and call on God and thank him for what he's doing. Thank him for what I can't see. Thank him for what is to be. Thank him for the past. Thank him. Repent. Lord, I stubbed my toe yesterday. God, I ask you for forgiveness. Lord, I said something to my wife that I shouldn't have said. My voice was a little high, and I know that you said to me before we got married that you were sending me a piece of your heart. And, Lord, if you're sending me a piece of your heart, you're sending a piece of you. So if I fuss at her, I'm fussing at you. If I take my fist and ball it up and get ready to hit her, I'm balling my fist up and getting ready to hit you. So, God, I repent. I ask you, Lord, to help me. God, fix me. Show me my how I am. Show me my way. Show me what should not be there. God, cleanse me and wash me with hyssop. Lord, do whatever you have to do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name to do this for me, God, your servant. God, I'm your child. God, I want to do what's right. I want to be what you want me to be. So, God, I ask you, I'm seeking you first, God. I'm seeking first the kingdom. I'm seeking the kingdom. I'm seeking your face. I'm not seeking your hand, because I'm seeking your hand. I'm looking at your hand. I'm looking to see what's in your hand, and I'm missing what you're telling me, because I'm not looking at your mouth. I'm not looking at your face. Your face might be distorted. Your face might be angry. And I'm looking at your hand. I'm looking to see what you got for me. But I want to seek your face. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And the 13th verse, this is my last scripture, Jeremiah, the 29th chapter. And the 13th verse. And I'm going to start at verse 11. And it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. All your heart, not half-hearted, but all. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. If you will go and seek the Lord, he will answer. He will answer. It may not be exactly when you want him, but he will answer right on time. You might have to seek him for a day or two. You might have to seek him for a week, maybe a month, maybe a fast or consecration. I want to say to all the listeners that God allowed the COVID-19 so that we can seek him. We can stop. The body of Christ can stop doing what we do and seek the Lord. Seek him. And in this consecration, he will speak to us and give us exactly what to do. He will give us exactly what to do. So when time is up and this is over, he will say, on your marks, get ready, go. And whatever he gave you, take off with it. Because it's going to be a blessing to the body of Christ. It's going to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. It's going to be a blessing to your household. It's going to be a blessing to your neighbor. It's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be something for you to do, for you to gain. It's going to catapult you into a new dimension, a paradigm shift. Shifting you into a new place, taking you from the old to the new, a new beginning. Something that will bring you into that place that you desire, into that place that you cried out to God about, in that place, taking you from the old to the new. So as you seek the Lord, he will tell you exactly what he wants you to do. Keep on. What's going on? Look around you. See what's going on. As the song said, we got to bring love and not hate. So we've got to pray as we seek God. For the will of God, we got to pray for our city, pray for our state, pray for our neighborhood, pray for our zip code, pray for those in the White House, pray that they get saved, pray for the Senate and the Congress, pray. God is squeezing the sand out of COVID-19. He said in his word, obey the laws of the land. So when you go out to do what you got to do, you go out, wear your mask and your gloves. But know this, that God is with you and that COVID-19 can't touch you.
Amen.
What you're supposed to do, and what you can't do, God will do the rest. He told Israel, obey my laws and my statutes. and these diseases that came upon Egypt will not come against you. God will give you the divine strategy to go in and come out wherever you got to go. And you come back home and do what you got to do. You come on, take your mask off, take your gloves off, and sit yourself down and be thankful unto God. And give him praise, give him glory and honor. And when God speaks to you and tells you exactly what to do when this is over, go for it. Because he's going to be right there. He's going to be your lawyer. He's going to be your doctor. He's going to be your counselor. He's going to be your advisor. Whatever you need for God to do, he's going to be. So I'm encouraging you. Whatever you ask God, it's coming.
Amen.
Get ready. Surprise.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your grace and mercy. I thank you, oh God, that you broke up the fallow ground and that, God, your people might know that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. You are the God of Israel. Father God, that they will know and they will trust you and they will stand in your word, that you might trust them. Oh, God, that they won't take the power and the anointing that you gave them when they got saved. Because you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost will come upon you. So therefore, God, they won't take that power and shoot themselves in the foot. But God, that they will do what you had called them to do. And they will do it exceedingly and abundantly.
Yes.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you will bless them above and beyond that which they could hope or think. So, Father God, we thank you tonight, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. God, in the name of Jesus, we give you that praise. In Jesus' name we say, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, and to God be the glory. You have been listening to Apostle Edwin Holloway of the Philadelphia Christian Fellowship International Ministries. And at this time, we would like to give you an opportunity to share a word of praise, to bless the man of God, because even servant leaders need a word of encouragement. So if you would like to just have a word of praise, or you have a comment or even a question, if you would press your one now, I will address you by your area code and the last four digits of your phone number. If you are in our chat rooms, either one of the three, if you have a comment or a question or even a praise, if you would press your begin to type that, we will relay it to Apostle Holloway. Okay, good evening. God bless you. Area code 480-9002. We're going to get you into the studio. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. God bless you. You're in the Spirit Alive studio. Area code 480, last four digits, 9002. Good evening. She must have
maybe
pushed
they
her one box.
Maybe
amen.
They need to hear.
Hit their mute button.
Hit their mute button.
Well, we'll come back.
Praise
amen.
The Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Lynetta in Chandler, Arizona. Apostle Edwin, right on time message. You're definitely in the presence of the Lord. I just thank you for that Sikh message. That's what he downloaded in my heart as well. And that means when you hear something more than once, that God is trying to reach his people and you are truly listening to him. Truly a man of God, truly have a relationship with him, truly inspiring to us, truly reaching the people. So I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Thank you for those scriptures, the reminders. Everything was just awesome. Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Thank you so much for your comment. God bless you, dear. All right. We're going to go now, of course. We would like to always hear from Apostle Edwin Holloway's beautiful wife, Prophetess Holloway. Of course, I know she would like to have a word and encourage her husband. Praise God. So, Prophetess, if you would come on in the room, thank you.
God bless you. God bless you all. The word. That's all I can say. It was a word
Amen.
From heaven. Now, when we minister the word, we never go to each other and say what we're going to be ministering about. But I can tell you one thing. It was a fight going on this day. This morning with the apostle and all up until, almost until the time he ministered the word, the enemy just fought him in his body. But God gave me what to do, and I'm just praying and thanking God. And I told him, I said, dear, I know what this is. It's the word. It's the word that you're bringing out tonight. That's why the enemy is fighting you.
Yes.
And see, if the hospitals had been clear of the COVID, the people, we probably... You know, the enemy would have been trying to make us go up there to the ER, but the devil is a liar.
Amen.
That's why we have to know what's going on and see and look. We have to know them that labor among us. We got to know what's going on, but we got to know this word and hold on to this word during this time that we're in. We got to have a closer walk with Jesus. A closer walk with God, depending totally on God.
Yes.
I mean,
Amen.
Today we had lay on hands and do the get the essential oils and whatever God gave us to do. Hot water, drinking hot water. His head was hurting, everything. And all of a sudden it was like, doing, the light went on. Dear, this isn't about your body. It's about that word coming forth tonight.
Amen.
So I just thank God for his deliverance power. I thank God for that word. I thank God for Apostle Edwin. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Amen.
Thank God for you all and the encouragement. God.
Amen. Thank you, Prophetess.
Daughter.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. We'll go to you now, Apostle Zeta. And there are many more of you sitting in the sanctuary, because wherever God is, where two or more are gathered, he's in the midst. And there's definitely more than two or more of us up in here tonight. So we will go to you, Apostle Zeta, as we wait to see if anyone else presses their one and would like to have a comment or a word. Amen. All right,
amen.
Apostle.
Praise God. Yes, amen. I enjoyed the word. I was listening to all of the scriptures were just great. I mean, I just really focused on the word, on the scriptures. And what he was telling us, because we had quite a little illustration about the children of Israel and their waywardness and you know, not forgetting about what God had done, praise God, and you know, it was just a beautiful message, and laid out some of the things that Moses did, and Moses was able to do because he called out, because he cried out to God and knew what to do. And we too have to cry out to God, you know, seek him, You know, as he said in the scripture, you know, when we seek the Lord, he will be found, you know.
Amen.
And when we cry out to him, he will answer us. Praise God. So it's important that we seek him. It's important that we really focus on what is going on, you know.
Amen.
And not dwell on it, but to do something about it, what's going on, because we can see what's going on. But the main thing is that we see what God is doing, that we see him.
Yes.
As he.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's also, you know, he mentioned the fact that, you know, how important it was that we be in prayer, that we get up praying, that we get up seeking God. Hallelujah. That we don't forget him. And we pray for our neighborhood and our cities and beyond, you know, all over, because we have to think global, because that's how how Jesus was. That's how Jesus, how God is, that he sees global. He sees everybody. Every person belongs to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just, it was just good. Message was good. It ministered to my heart. Exodus 14:14 is one of my favorite scriptures, because when the enemy was on my trail, that's the one that I was led to on many different occasions. Praise God. I know what it is like going in the courtroom and coming out knowing that you're the winner. Because he's done it for me, not too many months ago, and so I just praise God for all that he does and how he continues to instruct us. And if we go to him, I mean, you know, he's given us what to do, and sometimes we know and we understand because he's told us. But then along the way, we have to keep going to him and asking him, what is the next move? Where do I go from here? What do I do? Or, you know, I know you want me to go, or you want me to do this, but when, Lord? Is it now? You know, and so it's important that we really go to God, seeking him for what we need to know, because we need to know. And then we need to obey him. Whatever he tells us, and that's what came out in the message tonight, whatever he gives us to do, then do that. Do that.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It blesses me, too, when I think about the scripture that he mentioned that talks about, you know, says he wouldn't put any of these diseases upon us. And if we're walking upright before God, and if we start having the symptoms of these diseases, or even the disease itself, we know it don't belong to us, because he already promised us that he wouldn't put any of these diseases upon us. And so that's then we can trust him, praise God, that we are going to be healed, praise God, that we don't have to continue in that state because of him and because of his promises. Amen. It was
Amen.
A great message.
Amen. To God be the glory. Anyone else? Hallelujah. All right. Well, Apostle Holloway, you know, for me, it is very important that I am able to trust, hallelujah, I place on this network, because this is going out all over the world. And it is very important to me that the people of God hear a word, in order for them to be delivered, to be saved, healed, restored, transformed.
Yeah.
And tonight, you brought that word, and I just want to say from my heart, thank you so much, because it is important that we just bring the word, not our opinion, not our agendas, not our politics, but only the word of God saves. Now, our personalities don't save. I don't care how much you walk, who, holla, that hasn't saved anyone. It is the pure, unadulterated word of God that saves. We're now going to go to Sister Diane Williams. because she has pressed her one. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good evening. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. I'm just glad to hear something that stuck out with me about seeking God and to seek his face, you know, whatever, how long it takes to get the answer. So that was a answer to one of my prayers and something I've been, two things that I've been praying about, and then sometimes I get slack. And but just thinking about the testimony of how, you know, people come up against you, and just to give you encouragement, God will fight for you. So
yes,
I'm just asking, just continue to keep me in prayer, and
amen,
you know, when you go to court in October, so that all will be well.
Amen.
We will keep you lifted up. And we just want to remind everyone and encourage everyone, because, you know, what is going on around us may change, but our God changes not, you know. So we just need to remember what he already has done, what he is doing, and we need to stand on his word. We need to stand on his promises. God is not a man that he should lie, nor that he should repent. And everything that he has ever told us, he has done. Everything that he has ever said that he will do, he will do. So
amen.
We just have to keep in mind during these troubled times that, as Apostle Edwin Holloway said, God is with us. We need to seek his face. We need to seek his counsel so that he might be glorified, and so that more people, so that the harvest will be great, great, great for the kingdom of God. Because if there was ever a time that God needed for his people to stand up and to be heard praying and to be seen living a righteous life for God in spite of everything that is going on around us, he will indeed get the glory. Once again, I want to thank you, Apostle Holloway. You were just wonderful. We appreciate you coming out tonight and blessing the people of God all over the world. We just thank God for all of you that were here tonight in the studio, all of you that were in our chat rooms. I want to thank you. And we want to thank you for making the Spirit Alive Network one of the number one Christian podcast networks on the internet today. We cannot do that without your love and support. And we pray that you would continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, join us for the summit with Minister Adam Tuggle at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then, of course, on Sunday, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m., please join me, Bishop Shalene Cook, and the Spirit Alive family for the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, which airs at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And for more information about our programs, they may be found in the details of each and every podcast for your convenience. So we just want to praise God for all that we have heard tonight. We want to thank Prophet Tess. We want to thank Evangelist. We want to thank our sister Diane and all of you, Apostle Zeta, for your comments. We just love you. We praise God for you. And we just want to thank you. And we just encourage your heart today to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, to love one another, because what the world needs now truly is more love.
Yes.
And to be ye transformed.
Yes.
Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. To God be the
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Bless you, and we love you.
Love you.